Back in 1998, Wendy Natoli says she was thrilled to find out she and her husband were pregnant again with their second baby. Everything was normal with her pregnancy until about 6 months in, when the couple went for their first ultrasound.
And the ultrasound showed that our baby wasn't developing correctly. Her kidneys weren't developing, her lungs weren't developing, her brain was developing wrong.
Further testing showed that Natoli's baby had a genetic deformity called trisomy 13, a condition that seriously impacts fetal development.
A prenatal specialist was called in, and right away she said, "Your baby's not going to be viable outside the womb." So basically, I was her life support.
At that point, Natoli says she could have chosen to terminate the pregnancy. Instead, she decided to carry her baby to term on the off chance the child would survive long enough for Natoli and her husband to hold her alive before cutting the umbilical cord. But Natoli's health quickly deteriorated.
Unfortunately, about a month before she was due to be born, I developed toxemia, which means I woke up in the middle of the night with very high blood pressure.
Toxemia, which is more commonly known as preeclampsia, is not unusual in women carrying babies with genetic deformities. It's a serious condition characterized by high blood pressure, swelling, and convulsions.
I was very, very sick, but at that moment, my life wasn't in immediate danger.
Natoli's doctors ultimately decided to induce her labor, and at an unknown point during the birthing process, the baby died. It's situations like these where some critics of Albuquerque's abortion ballot measure say the proposed law becomes a slippery slope. Because had Natoli's preeclampsia caused her blood pressure to enter a critical range, she could have suffered a stroke, brain damage, or even died. Mary Lou Singleton is a practicing midwife and nurse practitioner in Albuquerque. She says she's concerned about the legal consequences medical providers would have to face when treating women with complicated pregnancies if voters approve the ordinance.
We're talking about doctors having to be placed in a situation where they have to decide, you know, under penalty of possibly going to jail, you know, is this woman almost dead enough that I can intervene now?
Singleton says for her, medicine is about intervening before there's a crisis. In her medical opinion, it's unethical to require doctors to stall treatment that might threaten the life of the baby until a woman's life is in immediate danger, as the city's ballot measure would require.
And there's no other branch of medicine where people would think that that's ethical or in any way okay. You know, a woman is not an incubator. A woman can't be forced to be a life support system for another person.
Project Defending Life's Tara Shaver, however, disagrees, maintaining that the health of the mother clause written into the ordinance is sufficient, adding that the times when it's medically necessary to end a pregnancy in order to save a woman's life are rare. And she says doctors caring for women in these situations should be competent enough to determine whether a woman's life is genuinely in danger.
They're trained, you know, they know how to respond quickly and to do what it takes to save lives. And so we're confident that doctors will be able to make those decisions. They're not going to play Russian roulette, I don't think.
Shaver says if there's a detectable heartbeat, then there's life, and a woman's doctor should be making every reasonable effort to protect it.
You know, doctors misdiagnose fetal anomalies and things like that all the time, and so I just really think that we need to err on the side of life, the baby's life, but we can't really be the judge of the quality of life because we can't predict the future.
The debate over whether abortions should be legal in Albuquerque is a highly charged one. Already, early voter turnout has surpassed last month's early voting in the mayoral race by 2-1. The polls will be opening again tomorrow at 7 a.m. For KUNM, I'm Carrie Young.